All right, nice to have you back with us. We always do this. It's been a lot of fun to invite Elizabeth Chapman to the show. She's so talented, has such a feel for baseball and just the way of expressing herself that sort of touches everybody as we go through this baseball season. So, Elizabeth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm just great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's always a pleasure. And Hunter Pence has become the subject of your latest poem, and I thought it'd be nice on this Sunday morning to share it with the audience, and maybe you could tell us a little bit of the background of it.
My pleasure. Well, since last year, I have been intending to write a poem about Hunter Pence, as he's attractive to me, as to many people. And then the season began, and we know what happened in April, and I got a little discouraged. However, things turned around, and you had asked on the air once what was the crucial factor people thought was the difference in the team in May, and you and I think others said Hunter Pence, and after I was listening and listening, I thought, okay, here we go. So that's it inspired me, and this is the poem.
Here we go. All right, let it go. Here we go.
Okay. Return of the Reverend for Hunter Pence. His energy shooting its rays, those long black stocking legs racing all over the Cincinnati Reds, taking them deep. Dave Fleming's call, just got here and he's raking. 30 games in, the sun broke through. The team has found its music. Hunter Pence is back. From the dire spring training, the bone cracking. I feel a bad moon rising. I feel trouble on the way. That was April. But you have to read the big weather. Mid-May from rehab, the somewhat unprintable text he sent Bruce Bochy. I'm a bleeping offensive machine. I'm a bleeping ready. You bleeping need me there now. Those blanked words easy to supply if you happened to hear his impromptu sermon, sweat-plastered, ecstatic, after Ishikawa's walk-off home run last year got them to the playoffs. In the clubhouse, the mic accidentally staying live. On Friday, the big news traveled fast. Early evening, I'm swimming, backstroking, looking up at the sky. My great escape from errands, bills, the joys of home maintenance. At the end of a lane, a firm tap on my wrist. A lifeguard. We talk Giants a lot. He's on the plane. You can't explain a spark. You know it when it's there. At home, the bees go buzzing through the sages. The summer opening like a hand.
Wow, beautiful. Beautiful. You hit it always so well. And that is the spirit of Hunter Pence. And I think a lot of people felt what you felt, that the spark was back. Now, the spark right now has bone bruiser tendonitis in his wrist. He's not in the lineup today. But they hope to get him back against the New York Mets. But, boy, getting him back in Cincinnati and just that weekend to see him playing again, it's like the sun came out again. It was very exciting. So I love the poem, and I appreciate you coming on to share it.
Thank you. I will send you, if anyone would like a copy, I can send you the text and an email, and if anyone wants you to forward it, if you'd like that, you can have it at your hand.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Right. Have a good day. That is Elizabeth Chapman. So if you're interested, Marty at KMBR.com, and I'll try to keep up and forward that to you. We do get a lot of requests for that.